All right. Now we begin our brief but vigorous perusal of the fifth movement by looking at the introduction. I would remind you that we are still involved in a ghoulish drug-induced hallucination, and now this is the scene that Berlioz needs to project. He wants us to see in our mind's eye a broken graveyard, a ruined church, a moonless night, a stinking vapor rising from the ground, vermin scurrying around, and in the middle of this churchyard, a rude pine coffin with the now headless body of our artist. He begins this movement, then, the way we'd hear music in the opera house, not with a theme, but with scene-setting music, everything calculated to create an image, but less calculated to create theme or contrast or variation. I want you to listen for the rumbling low strings in this introduction. I want you to listen for the squeaky, rat-like high string motive. He asks the violins to play something that sounds, if you'll excuse me, like this. And we can almost hear the rats scurrying around our feet. Ooh, yuck, boo. We hear a pathetic sigh in the flutes and the oboes. Oh, indeed, abandon all hope, ye who enter here. Introduction to the fifth movement. Real Halloween music, this. And out of this brutally horrific scene, here she comes, being portrayed by the clarinet, the once beloved melody rendered into an obscene jig. All right, at the center of this movement is a parody of the Dies Irae, that Song for the Dead by Thomas of Celano, arguably one of the holiest and most important plain chants in the entire Catholic liturgy. Yes, Berlioz, a French Catholic, takes this holy piece of music and puts it into the mouths of the ghouls. The holiest chant in the Catholic liturgy is sung by the night creatures. Each of the three phrases of the chant are sung three times, slow, faster, and fastest. The fastest version each time resembling the obscene jig danced by the beloved in the introduction. Now, before we listen to this horrific version of what should be a marvelous and holy song, let's listen to it sung properly. Please, the boys, sing the Dies Irae as we would hear it in church.
Dies Irae, Dies Irae, Sol, Sol.